The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver, Phil Liberatore.
Hour number two of the Frank Sontag Show. Thank you for joining us. 800-222-5222 are the numbers later in the hour. Today, our California governor was in the process of signing, vetoing bills on his desk. One in particular I've been waiting to hear, and I suspected what occurred did transpire. This is, some news I will relay to you in just a little while. Something you need to be aware of. Also, you need to be aware of the market's not doing well, and listener Tracy reached out to me and asked me about Gold Financial Group. Mike Cordova is one of my sponsors. He helps you invest in precious metals. And if that's something that you are just thinking about doing, call him. Ask him if you're even a candidate. Gold, silver, whatever. They have a free gold guide as well. 800-214-9023. 800-214-9023 is the number to Gold Financial Group. 800-222-KABC are the numbers into the program. If you missed the last segment, I had made mention of 2 years of COVID and how we navigated through this and some of my concerns that, let's just say, I think there was an attempt in part to peddle fear and take so many people's livelihoods away with no other reason than to attain more power from the political elite. So I just asked anybody, if you want to call in and talk about the last 2 years and how you did, how you're doing now, you're welcome to call us at 800-222-5222, 800-222-KABC. We have a couple lines open and we have some people on the screen. Let us begin with, it looks like LB in Thousand Oaks. You're on the Frank Sontag Show. What's your first name?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Good.
So, my story goes like this. I was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in 2014. It went into remission in 2016. In May of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, it returned. And so I embarked on another round of chemotherapy. Every 3 weeks, I would get chemotherapy. And the oncologist measures the level of cancer in your system by doing a blood test every 3 weeks. For a stage 4 cancer patient on a 5-point grid scale, 0 to 5 is considered almost normal, with levels low enough to not be able to significantly detect. High levels range between 15 and 25. So from May to January, my marker hovered between 15 and 25, indicating very severe high level.
Oh, my goodness. How are you doing now?
Well, I learned to be very skeptical in my life and believe in God. In January of 2020, I got COVID. I am not vaccinated. I have not been vaccinated. I'm highly skeptical of the vaccines. And I refused it, even though my oncologist recommended it, saying, you're 64 years old. You have stage 4, low levels of immunity. We recommend it because it's safe. I'm very skeptical of that nonsense, as we now know with many other facts. In January, my marker peaked at 25. After I went to the hospital for COVID and got out, 3 weeks later, my marker dropped to 17.
Hmm.
3 weeks later, it dropped to 10. 3 weeks later, it dropped to 5. 3 weeks later, it dropped to 2.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's been 2 ever since.
Praise God. Praise God.
And
so you obviously attribute that in part or large part to your faith, I would imagine.
I attribute it to 2 things. My faith, not taking the vaccine.
Mm.
And number 3, COVID actually waking up my immunity
yep.
to such a degree that it not only beat up COVID, it beat up cancer.
Yeah.
And
LB, thank you. We've got a lot of calls to get to. Praise God. Thank you for the praise report. And I agree with you in so many ways, and I won't take the time and monopolize this segment because we have callers to get to, but the whole COVID push and to take the shot and being told by the powers that be, if you don't, you're harming people and wear a mask. And look, we're now finding out some of, let's just say, the other information. We're now finding out that there are studies that indicate that if you did get vaccinated, you are much more likely to have maladies than those that chose not to take the jab. And if you think I'm making this up, I'll read you some of the studies. 800-222-5222. We have a line open. Joyce in Santa Monica. Joyce, you're on the Frank Sontag Show.
Hi, Frank. I'm glad you're here on Friday nights. I look forward to listening to you.
Thank you.
And I want to tell you how I got through all this COVID drama, saga. I have named it so many things. I'm 84. I'm very healthy. I'm a very strong, strong immune system because I really take care of my health. I'm my own healer. I don't really run to doctors, okay? I have followed the frontline doctors from March of 2020, and with their information and their help, I have gotten through all this with no jabs. I call them jabs.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly, I have worn a mask two times in the two plus years. Two times when I went to my doctor every once a year, and I'm healthy. I'm vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, you name it. That's what keeps me alive and healthy. So I wanted to mention this, and I just, it's very pathetic that our government does what they do. It's a very sad time in our lives.
Joyce, I'm grateful for your call and that you're well. And please know you're welcome to call anytime.
Thank you. I just hope that other people hear what I do. And as I said, I'm 84 years old.
Yeah. More like 84 years young. Joyce, thank you for being an inspiration. By the way, I don't know about you, but during the 2 years of COVID, I didn't once hear anything about boosting your immune system, taking care of yourself, eating well, getting exercise, nothing. They even locked up the gyms. Don't go outside. Now, look, I'm not going to pile on too much here. One thing about truth, it tends to reveal itself through time. But I think this was a complete power play. And they used COVID as an opportunity to make it into a political issue. And you still see it now with our governor. He signed a bill, by the way, earlier today on misinformation. It's despicable. It's nauseating. It's Assembly Bill 2098. I've been waiting. He had a whole stack of bills. And I thought he's going to wait to the 11th hour to sign this thing into law, and he has. It's the Physician Misinformation Bill. It's now law, which ironically, it contains misinformation. One of the lies, unvaxxed people 11 times greater at the risk of dying from COVID. By the way, CDC's very own website only says it's 5 times. These are lies. And they'll continue until enough of us say no more. Not interested. And push back on it. Same thing with the whole green energy thing and the electric grid and conserve your water and the drought. Why, these people don't honor any of that. They fly around in their private jets and do their thing. I can only tell you, our immune system is a miraculous faculty that we all possess, that God put in us. The Bible talks about treat your body as a temple. If you take care of yourself, unfortunately, a lot of the foods we have right now, a lot of the nutrients and minerals have been kind of gone the way we have certain ways of raising food now. But the bottom line is, basic things to do to boost your immune system are no-brainers. And I know scores of people that didn't take the jab, made it through COVID. Some got COVID, some didn't. They're fine. Even some people that are in their 70s and 80s. Last thing we need to break. I don't want to sound insensitive because you may have lost a loved one. I'm not saying it wasn't a reality where some people died. But the reality is people die from common flu all the time. And the way government entities address this, maybe we'll come back about how Anthony Fauci has increased his wealth. Man should be in prison. It's despicable. These people are liars. They don't care about us. 800-222-5222. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. If you'd like to weigh in on the program tonight, you can in a few ways. You can call directly. Our numbers each and every week are 800-222-5222 or 800-222-KABC. As a number of you have already done tonight, you can email me directly at frank@kmgministries.com. Maybe we'll get into the, I guess I'm dating myself, the email bag and read some of the emails. You can do that right now, and I will read your email directly on the break. All right. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. His net worth has doubled during the pandemic. There's a shocker. The Fauci household disclosed net worth increase from $7.6 million to over $12.6 million December 31, 2021. This is according to OpenTheBooks.org and a chairman named Adam Andrzejewski. They did a FOIA, a Freedom of Information Act, and kind of did some investigating about Fauci's financial worth. You may or may not know, he is the highest paid federal employee. This guy makes $456,000 in compensation. By the way, Barbara Ferrer, our fake doctor here in L.A. County, I think she makes $500,000. That's another person that, needs to find another vocation. By the way, Fauci got a raise this year from $456,000 to $480,000. That makes him a wage earner even more than the president, vice president, and any Supreme Court justice. I'm not even going to get into the numbers. They're nauseating. Benefits. Outside royalties, travel perks, investment gains. He even got a $1 million award from the Dan David Prize at Tel Aviv University in Israel. He kept $900,000 of it. That's nice. He gave away $100,000. Wow. What a guy. Anthony Fauci. But some lawsuits have been filed. Four separate federal court suits have been filed. Now, in an effort to force the National Institutes of Health to make public data concerning royalties valued at $134 million paid to more than 1,600 NIH execs, scientists, and researchers by outside firms. You may ask yourself, what's the incentive? Well, primarily they're from the pharmaceutical industry. There's a shocker, right? Based on the numbers, About $350 million in royalty payments were paid by outside payers to NIH employers between 2010 and 2020. Royalty payments went to at least three of the top echelon of the National Institutes of Health Leadership, including Dr. Francis Collins. He got 14. Fauci received 23 payments. Deputy Director Clifford Lane got 8. By the way, Fauci's wife, Christine Grady, she's also pretty well compensated and listed on the National Institutes of Health website as, quote, senior investigator. Her title is currently listed by the U.S. Office of Personnel Management as, quote, social science. She brings in a meager $238,970 a year. How did they even make it, right? Grady's compensation is at the center of one of the four suits as a result of NIH's officials' refusal to disclose information sought via the Freedom of Information Act request. If you don't know, all federal employment jobs are required by law and regulation to have an official position description that describes the specific duties, responsibilities for which the individual will be held accountable. Yeah, these are the people that told us. 2 weeks, flatten the curve. Remember that one? Oh, my goodness. And where are we now? It's as if we're all just kind of coming to and waking up. And what just happened? And what's going on now? You know, gas prices. This is something that I hasten to add. Don't misunderstand my words. I think in some ways this is an opportunity for more of us to stop being the ostriches and choose to step up and confront. I know it's understandable early on. A lot of people just kind of, we didn't understand and we just kind of abided and did what they told us to do. By the way, not me. I was on the air every day in studio. There's no way. My faith in God, I could smell demonic overture like I can smell pizza a mile away. These people do not have our best interests at heart, and I'll start with the governor. Look, don't believe me. Just think back for a moment when they were telling us, you know, to socially distance and wear a mask if you go out. And, hey, let's talk about the French Laundry. Oh, what did he do there? And he lied 3 times. And I can go down the line. I'm not going to just single-handedly point him out. Fauci's another one. These people talk out of both sides of their mouth. Ultimate goal, to maintain and attain power. We need to stop this. There's hundreds of millions of us. They're trying to divide us. And the media? The media is culpable. Media does nothing that promotes nothing but propaganda and dissension and division. And flat-out lies. COVID was real. COVID is real. But the way in which they pushed it down our throat, even the statistics were undeniable that this actually attacked a certain age group, and the majority of people that got COVID would be fine. A previous caller talked about the frontline doctors. Vladimir Zelenko, my dear friend, who waged battle early on with early intervention and therapeutics. Thousands of people in his community. He saved their lives from something like hydroxychloroquine, azithromycin, zinc sulfate. But you didn't hear that being pushed by the political puppets that padded their pockets from the pharmaceutical industry. And it goes on today. I think about mental health and the struggles we have. It is a difficult time to be alive, no doubt. But I believe that we are to be personally responsible for our lives and anything we do. And that someone or something else is not responsible. Victim mentality is alive and well. I heard Rajib Tlaib talking about racism in Detroit recently. City that's been run for decades by Democrats, primarily the majority of them are black in black communities. But you hear racism, right? Be a victim. Blame the reason why your life doesn't work on someone else or some other entity. I say no. We need to be personally responsible for our actions. Get help. When we talk about someone blaming someone else, generally it's the parents. Right, of grown children. You know, mom, dad, the something else. It's either the environment in which a person was raised or it lives right now, a lack of education, or a plethora of other uncontrollable, what I call social blaming diseases, postulated in Pop American Psychology and Sociology. Social blaming diseases, it's everywhere. And me as a Christian man, Bible says we are 100% responsible for our own decisions. And individual human responsibility is a watershed issue in any and every sustainable functioning society. What level of personal responsibility do we have in our culture right now? I hasten to add, it's not too popular. Much easier to say, well, you know, I'm a victim. I praise God that I have a microphone to say every one of us is liable for your own behavior, your subsequent happiness and well-being or lack thereof. If you want to be happy in this life, live in obedience to the Bible. Crack a Bible. Read a Bible. But my goodness, do not be afraid of tyrants. And they walk among us. And they're nothing but bullies and cowards. 800-222-5222. We have a couple of lines open if you want to call in, share some thoughts. 800-222-KABC. I want to talk a little bit about the path to electric vehicles on the other side and this big push we hear. Is it realistic? Well, it may not be. An expert weighs in. I'd like to think you're the experts as well. You're welcome to weigh in. 800-222-5222. More of the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. Thank you for joining us here on the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. In a moment, I'm going to read this story on the path to more electric vehicle production. You know, you've heard the big push. All the political rhetoric, oh, from Gavin Newsom. Oh, we're going to do this, and it's going to clean the environment, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you're going to hear a little dose of reality in a moment. But I've got some people on hold that have been patient and want to share. If you want to somehow call, 800-222-5222 are the numbers. In fact, before I go to the phones, I mentioned a little bit of mental health in the last segment. If you are struggling at all, LaVie Counseling Centers can help you. Dr. Mark Baker is a good friend. In fact, Doc Baker came to the KMG event last Saturday morning, set up his booth. To their credit, some men stepped up and set up some appointments. Maybe you just need to talk to a professional. They do telehealth if you don't want to drive. And they're just there to help you. LaVie Counseling Centers have offices, I believe, in Pasadena and Santa Monica. But again, they do the online thing as well. Why not reach out and set up an appointment? LaVieCounseling.org. And a special number for our KABC listeners is 800-483-9591. 800-483-9591. By the way, if you miss anything that I make mention of, announcements, commercials, whatever, and you need information, just send me an email, frank@kmgministries.com, and I'll give you the info if you missed it. Let us talk to Francis in Orange County. Francis, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC.
Hi there. I want to first praise God that you came to the Christian side of life. Everything you say on the radio is just 100% true. There's a couple things that just blow my mind with this. First of all, I believe it's a plandemic. That's my personal opinion. The mask. You know, doctors and nurses know that these masks do not work. Why do they, are they really that stupid, the masses? Every doctor's office and hospital you go into, that blows my mind. And then I just wanted to share, you know, and I don't want to seem Pollyanna either. When it comes to this COVID, I know it's real. I know that people got it. I know that the immune deficient people had more of a challenge than those of us who take care of themselves. This is the way I look at it. You know, I'm a Christian. If I get, first of all, I think God's going to protect me, but let's say I get it. Okay. So, I get it. I get well, God's protecting me, or I die and then I go to heaven. That's where I stand with this whole mess. And I'm telling you, everything you say, I'm so agreeable on as far as the control factor. It's just like, you know, from the Bible, these sheep need a shepherd. I can keep going.
Well, I'll make a deal with you. Call back at a future program and we'll pick up where we left off and you can keep going. I thank you for the call tonight, Francis. God bless you. Now, I made mention of Italy. The Italians have elected a new prime minister. Her name is Giorgia Meloni. Felix in Sherman Oaks, I think, wants to comment on that. Felix, you're on the Frank Sontag Show on AM 790 KABC. Hello, Felix. Felix, are you there? Cosa facciamo qua? All right, put Felix back on hold. Maybe he walked away. I do speak a little Italian, for whatever it's worth. Hey, what about the path to electric vehicles? I will tell you this, driving to work today, stuck on the 405, I want to be careful here. You should be able to purchase any vehicle you want. I'm not saying yay or nay to that. But I just see a lot of people that are driving Teslas, driving like idiots. Just got to be honest. I had a guy cut me off coming to work. Red Tesla. I saw a turquoise Tesla. It was really cute. And this woman was on her cell weaving in and out and almost hit me. I don't want to pick on Teslas, but let's get to facts, shall we? Geopolitical strategist Peter Zeihan has dismissed the possibility of electric vehicles going mainstream in the next 10 years, saying limitations on materials and unresolved supply chain issues will contribute to that not becoming a reality. Also, quote, the lithium, you know where lithium comes from to build electric vehicles? You know, those of you that may be hottie-totties and you charge your vehicles and you like to point the finger at us gas guzzlers. Lithium comes from China. It's all processed in China. You ever been to China? There's quite a place, right? So just building the alternate processing infrastructure. And by the way, we have to invade Russia, too, to just get materials to do electric vehicles at scale. Zeihan says is laughable for the next decade. He said, in truth, we need a new technological series of breakthroughs in material sciences before that's even remotely possible. Where are you, Gavin Newsom? In a post on his personal website, Zeihan points out that electrifying everything will require more copper, lithium, nickel, cobalt, zinc, chromium, graphite, silicon, rare earths, and other materials. One single electric car needs 441 pounds of such materials. A regular car, about 110 pounds. 4-to-1 ratio to build an electric vehicle. Zihan also said moving away from oil involves walking away from complex, often violent, and always critical supply and transport systems, only to replace with at least 10 more. If you like this idea, go green, save the earth. We have to now, if we're going to pursue these policies, we're not just going to have to deal with Russia, Iran, and Saudi Arabia, but also with other countries like Chile, Bolivia, South Africa, Peru, Mexico, Germany, Indonesia, and yes, China, where the majority of materials that are needed for electric vehicles are concentrated. In May, Carlos Tavares, CEO of automotive manufacturing company Stellantis, said that the world could experience a shortage of EV batteries as early as 2024, and then a shortage of materials for actually producing cars. Did you hear that in the news at all? Zihan's observations about EVs come as some U.S. states are aggressively pushing forward the adoption of electric vehicles. California leading the way, trying to ban the sale of diesel commercial trucks by 2040, gas-powered cars by 2035. The shift to renewable energy sources does not come cheap. We don't hear often about the money aspect. U.S. is going to have to spend trillions of dollars to upgrade power grids. Hello. To accommodate renewable energy demands. This is according to the research firm Wood Mackenzie. Try this one on for size. Put it in your pipe and smoke this. We estimate the cost of full decarbonization of the United States power grid at $4.5 trillion, given the current state of technology. From a budgetary perspective, that costs $35,000 per household. Hey. Thumbs up, right? Globally, the International Energy Agency has set a target of 47 million EV sales by 2030. Daniel Morgan, a mining analyst, cites 28 million as maybe a realistic target. But he said even that would require lithium production to rise by 6 times in the next 5 years. Quote, EV production targets being made by governments or car makers are impossible to meet. If you remember anything from this, listen to this final sentence and quote. Quote, there's a great love of throwing out lofty targets, but where the rubber hits the road, it's not going to happen. End quote. 800-222-5222. For some of you that came to our KMG event, I handed out some CDs to thank you. My dear friend Craig Parker Adams has a brand new album out. We're going to drag him in here next month. He doesn't know it. But this man can play the guitar, and if you love rock and roll, check this out.
In a world where seahorses ride dirt bikes and gumballs grow on trees, comes the DNA cleansing rock concert of purified notes to help you be the most incredible, ultimate, bestest you. The Stolly Mule, a sassy tropical blend of coconut, banana, mango, pineapple-flavored rock guitar, here to liberate and heal your soul. Take the journey and get your copy of The Stolly Mule now at IARERecords.com. That's IARERecords.com. And be a part of the greatest selling rock record of all time, The Stolly Mule, coming to a stadium near you.
Warning. Initiates healing upon contact.
You can find more information to go to CraigParkerAdams.com. My dear friend Craig is a wonderful guitarist, and I want to have him in studio sometime in October. The Stolly Mule is a great album. Pick it up. 800-222-5222 on the other side. I'm going to give out some gifts and also talk a little bit more about some issues in the news And you're welcome to call 800-222-KABC. Anything on your mind? Share. If you want to send an email, frank@kmgministries.com is my personal email address. More of this, the Frank Sontag Show next. Talk Radio 790 KABC. I can change the world. Welcome back to the Frank Sontag Show. Talk Radio 790 KABC. For those that are listening that are men, in 3 weeks from this weekend, I'm going to go up to the mountains with some of my men in my ministry, and I'm inviting you to come up, spend some time, breathe some fresh air, seek God in the mountains, and just have a weekend that will refresh you and will help maybe sustain your walk in life. I know a lot of us are angry, frustrated, battling. Something very special happens when you get together with a lot of other men. Our Sonship Warrior Camp is the 21st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's a men's retreat. We've done a number of these locally here in the Angeles Crest area. Just go to franksontag.com for more information. I'd love to see you if you've never been. You can spend some time with me. It's just a great weekend. October 21, 2, and 3, go to franksontag.com. I didn't warn Trish of this, but as we wind down in the last segment, I want to gift maybe five of you, if five of you call in. I wrote my book a number of years ago, Light the Way Home, and we're rewriting, we're doing a revision, and also my second book is about halfway done. And if you like this program, and maybe not a listener of my past programs and know very little about me, I want to just send you my book free. No agenda, no strings attached. I'll actually sign it to you. It's just my gift to you for saying thank you for listening to this program and supporting it. So the first five that call 800-222-5222 and you like an autographed copy of my book, just call and Trish will go through your call and get your address. And we'll just send it out to you. No strings attached. I'm not going to come knocking on your door. Not going to put you on a mailing list. And this is my way of just seeing how many of you are really listening right now. So the first five, if you'd like a copy of my book, Light the Way Home, just call. Trish will talk to you off the air and get your particulars. 800-222-5222. And you can also email me at frank@kmgministries.com. Some of you may not be able to call in right now. I got listener Ted that emailed me last break and said, would love to call in, but I can't. So you can also email me at frank@kmgministries.com, and I'll see what I can do by getting you out a copy of my book, Light the Way Home. By the way, do not buy it on Amazon. Are the reasons kind of obvious? I don't support Amazon for obvious reasons. You can go to my website, franksontag.com, to see it. But again, first five callers, 800-222-5222, or first five callers slash emailers. We'll get a book out to you ASAP. Abortion is a hard topic to discuss, but one that I think is essential. And we live in a time now where the Department of Justice has been politicized by the current administration to bully and intimidate those that are of a different ideological persuasion. Case in point, I don't know if you read about the California pro-life Catholic pro-life activist that was arrested, Mark Houck, in a raid last Friday at his home in Pennsylvania. Two dozen federal agents swarmed his property, 15 vehicles at 7 o'clock in the morning. Houck's wife said the kids were all screaming. It was very scary and traumatic. Houck is a father of seven, co-founder and president of the King's Men. You want to hear what a dangerous man he is? The King's Men, what's that? It's a nonprofit group that promotes healing for victims of pornography addiction. And they went and raided this guy. fact, I think there's an update to his case. I don't have that in front of me. Every Wednesday, he drives 2 hours into South Philly to spend 6 to 8 hours at two different abortion clinics counseling and praying for people. Houck's wife described the incident at the house as, well, traumatic, scary. And she also talked about an incident that happened at a clinic. There was a pro-abortion activist that was getting rude with their 12-year-old son. He kept saying vulgarities at him and intimidating him. Houck eventually shoved the guy and said, "Get out of my son's face." Man was not hurt, tried to sue Houck. That was thrown out of court. But somehow the Department of Justice used this as the excuse, saying he's twice assaulted a reproductive health care clinic escort, which is a violation of the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act. It's obviously, in my view, spun to just make it up. If convicted, he faces up to a maximum of 11 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, fines of up to $350,000. We haven't really talked about January 6th. By the way, I'm looking at the phones. Trish, I'm sorry. The phone bank is jammed. In fact, everybody that you can get through to, Trish, just get their address. We'll mail a book out. There's many more than five. And be patient. Trish will get to you when she can. She can only do one thing at a time. 25 to 30 fully armed officers kept pounding at the door and yelling, despite Houck saying, "Look, I'm going to open the door. My children are at home. I have seven babies. Please." He opens the door, rifles in his face. Said, "I don't really know what's going to come of it when you see guns pointed." Even one of the kids said, "When they pointed at your dad or your mom when you first wake up." Ronnie Jackson from Texas, I think he's a congressman, said the FBI has turned into Biden's secret police force, sending a small army of heavily armed agents to raid Mark Houck's home should frighten every American. The FBI is using fear and intimidation tactics to go after conservatives, and this needs to end. Yeah, I agree. Where's Jackie? Let me share a thought or two in closing. I am not beyond rebuke. I make mistakes. I've been in radio 36 years. I have made a handful of mistakes on the air at times. I'll give out the wrong information or... Again, I'm not beyond rebuke or reproach. I just am here to tell you I'm concerned about the state of things in Southern California, concerned about our country. I love our country, and I'm watching our country deteriorate from the inside because there are entities that hate this country. And all I can tell you is the somnambulistic sleepwalkers need to wake up. Time to wake up. Time to be responsible for your life. A lot of people out there that can help. A lot of organizations that can help. We at KMG, we do our part to raise up warriors for Christ. We believe we're in a battle right now. Men need to step forward. We had an amazing event last Saturday. We have a retreat coming up in 3 weeks. I think the greatest crisis in our country is men not being men. So I'll do my part on air and off air. And if we could serve you, help you, assist you in any way, call the program, email me. I've gotten a number of emails from people that, in all honesty, they're concerned about loved ones. Most of them are in my unprofessional area of lack of expertise. These are a lot of these are mental health issues. you know, sons that have gone wayward, drug addiction. But we've got resources. If you think we can help in any way, email me, frank@kmgministries.com. We'll point you to the right source. LaVie Counseling Center's wonderful place. By the way, we're huge advocates of the LA Dream Center. We sponsored 50 young men that came to our event last week, guys that are trying to step forward and right some of their wrongs. There's so much healing. There's so much love. There's so much positivity out there, but we don't hear about it. So many reasons to be inspired and optimistic and love life and be excited about your life. If somehow you're not, reach out to me. We'll help you along the way. FrankSontag.com is my website. You'll find out more about my ministry. You're welcome to reach out to me if we can help you, assist you, serve you in any way. And Lord willing, we'll be back next Friday night for another Frank Sontag show. If you miss any of this broadcast, we've got guys that post the podcast almost immediately in its entirety right after the program. It is a huge endeavor. But we want to help you because many of you just hear parts of the broadcast or maybe miss it in its entirety. Just go to franksontag.com under the podcast section, and you can hear each and every podcast, broadcast of every program we've done in its entirety. God bless each and every one of you. I love you. Thank you for listening to this program and this radio station, Talk Radio 790 KABC.
The Frank Sontag Show is brought to you by Home Comfort USA and the IRS problem solver Phil Liberatore.